Yeah, but remember, that was depression then, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So, okay, you started at 7.5, went to 10.5,
mm-hmm.
Went to then 15.
Went to 25.
Doing similar things, or?
Mm-hmm. You know,
picking
you get
up
a
more responsibility.
Little, you do a little better job, you get a little more money. Yeah. There were no union then. Union comes in 1938.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to pay union scale. You start out at $85 a week, $125 a week, $150 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Goes up to $250 a week.
So up to World War II, you were working in the as a receiver?
Yes, as a receiver. I was helping out in the ranch too. You have to remember that my brother had a ranch out in Venice, and I help out, you know, sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And in the meantime, your father,
well,
still had that herbal medicine place?
No, that during that time, I think between the time I'm talking to you,
mm-hmm.
why the union people came in and confiscated all that property, make a union station.
By the way, did your father own that little place, or did he rent
no,
it?
No. It's owned by some big land company, and they want you to out. They give you a 30-day notice, and you
uh-huh.
have to move.
So where did he move his shop to?
Well, before we moved, he died, and my
uh-huh.
brother took over the business. And so he figured there was no future in it, so we moved down to 16th and Maple,
mm-hmm.
and we lived there to the See, we all got married, I guess.
16. When did you get married? Which year, roughly?
I was married in 1940.
Mm-hmm. I say 16th and Maple?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of an area was that?
That's all residential area then.
White?
They're white, Japanese.
Uh-huh. Did you buy the house, you and your brother?
No, we rented. We have no money to buy any house.
When did you buy your first house?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I bought my first house in 1944.
Which area?
That's in 12th Avenue, west side of the town.
12th Avenue.
You know where Jefferson Street is?
Yeah. At that time, I assumed it wasn't all black.
No, there were no blacks at all. There's nothing but Jewish people there. And during that time, they want to chase me out of that neighborhood because
really?
I was Oriental.
How did you succeed in buying the house in the first place?
Well, we bought it, and they come and tell the broker that they can't sell to us. And the broker said, why? So he said, we don't want Orientals in here. But it went through escrow, and we got the house. And they didn't like it. But years later, they come and say, Mr. Ung, he said, I got a house for sale. You know any Chinese people want to buy it?
So they got along with you after you moved
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
Yes. Was that kind of prejudice prevalent at that time?
Oh, yes. There wasn't as much as in the 30s, but there was still prejudice.
You sensed hostility. The things you described to me seems like a, you know, it's a combination of hostility and prejudice, right? While you were growing up, of the
As I was growing up, hostility and prejudice. Yes, you have to jump all those obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you yourself, when you were growing up, experience any kind of hostility toward you as a person?
As a person, no. But the white people used to come down to Chinatown and make all kinds of rumpus, so...
What kind of white people?
Well, they get drunk and they think they get away with everything. They come down and kick your garbage can over and your milk can over.
And the police just don't do anything?
No.
I see. while you were growing up, did you notice anything that was unique or different? For instance, compared to other people, did you feel that your neighborhood or the people you encountered did things differently? For instance, holidays would be one obvious example, right? You celebrated Chinese New Year's, and what other things did you celebrate?
We celebrate Chinese New Year and Bat Yue Xiaopeng, and you know, regular
everything,
you know, because we're from old family. Even though when one of your friends have a baby, you have to bao lei xi and you know, all that malaki.
I see. Was that kind of tradition continued?
Oh yeah, they continued till we moved out of Chinatown.
I see.
Because Chinese New Year, we have to close up the place for
two weeks. Oh, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And but they celebrate for 30 days.
Yeah.
And in the 30 days, they call it Hui Nin.
Uh-huh, Hui Nin, yeah. What kind of shops, by the way, were
mostly
there?
Over there?
Yeah.
Mostly curio store. There's only about three big curio store called, they still exist down Chinatown. But most of the stores, Herbis and grocery store, let's put it that way.
So between Chinese New Year's, what did one do about groceries, or did you buy them a month ahead of time?
Well,
I mean, to
they
supply.
Close for 2 weeks, see?
Right.
And then if you want anything, they'll sneak it out to you. But you don't go through the front door. Like buy chicken, you want a chicken, we're right next door. See?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You said, okay, and then they have it ready for you and they give it to you. But actually, they do not sell through the front door.
Oh, right, I see. And did you have firecrackers at that time?
Oh, yes, that's what we look for every Chinese New Year, firecrackers. Some, yep. those things that pop under, call it, something like a cherry bomb, you know, they make a big noise.
Was there a person who makes those things, or how?
No,
do
we
you make it
import that from San Francisco. All your thing comes from San Francisco, because that place up there is called called Gumsan. Where all the boats come in the dock in San Francisco, and then they relay it down here by Wells Fargo Wells Fargo Express.
I see. By the way, did your father ever tell you why he came down to L.A.?
No.
Why didn't he stay
up
in San Francisco? He must have come through San Francisco, right?
Yes, I think they never tell me why he came down here, but he must have a reason, I guess. Because all his friends were working for the making railroads.
Yeah, back in those days, yes, they would have been.
$1 a day.
How old was he when he got married, you know?
No, I don't know. But I know my mother was 15 years old.
Oh, my. Did your parents ever go back to China?
No, but three of my brother went back to China.
To live?
No, just for education purpose and see how China is.
Your father sent them back?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I guess this is to see the mainland again.
What time was it?
Well, my second brother went back in 1926, I think, and came back in 1928. And my other brother went when my other brother came back, and he went for a year and came back.
Mm-hmm.
And when time for my other brother, third brother, to go, he ran away to San Diego.
He didn't want to go.
He had a girlfriend there. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But the reason they sent him back to China to get married back then.
Oh, I see. How about you? Did they never want to send you?
Well, it didn't reach me then. I mean, I've got two more brothers before it comes to me.
Oh.
But the third one went away to San Diego and got married.
So they
and
they
then
stopped
they discontinued.
That? Oh, they discontinued. I see. You got married, you say, in 1940?
1940.
Uh-huh. That's fairly late, huh?
Well, I like to enjoy myself before I get married.
I see. Was it common at that time to get married, for Chinese men here to get married, you know, after their...
Well, that I don't know, but like they say, sow your wild oaks before you get married.
Oh, I see. that reminds me of your basketball team picture. Were you very active
yes.
In the athletic events?
Oh, yes. We do
the
anything
community?
that the American people can do. Let's put it that way. Only we're smaller than they are.
Baseball, football?
Baseball, football, basketball, track meet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How was it started, that
basketball
team? Club,
Loa. Loa, it started there. Actually, about seven kids got together, and we started playing it in the evening at the playground.
Uh-huh.
And the playground director said, "You want to join the league?" So we did. So we beat everybody in sight.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was 17. Let's put it that way.
And how long did this basketball team?
It didn't
continue?
Last very long. That basketball team lasted, I would say, about close to about 8 to 10 years.
Oh, that's quite a long time.
And then the baseball team lasts about maybe 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I played semi-pro baseball when I was working.
Mm-hmm. So, how about your after your father died in the early 30s, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother
passed away 3 years. 3 years later.
I see. So, you married a Japanese lady?
Well, my first wife was a Korean.
Oh, it was a Korean. Okay.
And my second wife was a Japanese lady.
Was that common at that time, the interracial marriages?
No. But I think my father would rather see me marry a Chinese girl.
Mm-hmm.
But just simply there weren't enough Chinese girls to go around there.
Oh,
there
see.
Were many, I mean, you know, they're, well, they do not appeal to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do.
Yeah. I see. How about your brothers and sisters?
Mm.
Did they all marry Chinese?
Oh, yes. They all married Chinese.
I see. And, How long were you married to the Korean lady before?
We were divorced in 1960.
1960, I see. Okay.
And then I was a bachelor for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
1965, I married this Japanese girl.
Mm-hmm. And she passed away?
She passed away in 1975. Just say 76. First of 76, January 10th.
Mm-hmm. And you... Besides you said you go back to China every year to visit, right?
Well, if I have a
recently.
Chance. But I've been frequently going to Japan and Hong Kong.
Uh-huh. Before World War II, did you go back to China at all?
Before World War II, no.
Did
no
you?
Money.
Did you want to?
No, never came to me because California was my home and never... figure I'd go on any place.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel more Chinese or American?
In what way?
Well, in how you feel about yourself.
I would figure, for myself, I figure I'm a Chinese.
Uh-huh.
But in an American way. You know what I'm talking about? I do everything Chinese, but in American way.
Really?
Just, you know, don't overstep what the American stands for.
Mm-hmm. You consider, you know,
just modernize the Chinese.
Well, for instance, do you eat American food or Chinese food?
Well, now I eat mostly American food. I eat Chinese food once a week.
Uh-huh.
And American food I go out and eat too.
Uh-huh. While you were growing up, I suppose you
ate mostly
Chinese
food.
I see. And how about after marriage? Korean food?
Well, let's say half American food and half Chinese food and half...
What, one-third, and one-third,
yeah.
Maybe. I see. Did you ever disagree with your family about being Chinese or American?
You mean my father?
Yeah, you and your father, or you and your mother. Were you doing anything that to them struck them as being untraditional or un-Chinese?
Well, yes. He always wanted me to go out with a Chinese girl.
Have you never dated Chinese girls?
Well, maybe once or twice, but I don't know. Since I said I have more Japanese friends, I go around with Japanese girls most of the time.
Ah, I see. And your father didn't like that?
No.
I see. What other things did you disagree on? Anything else?
Another thing I do my father don't like, but you know, we can't help these things.
I see. When you were raising your children, did you have something in your mind, like, I'm going to raise them to be Chinese or Korean or American?
Oh, yes. But during that time, like, they're mostly Americanized. They didn't want to go to Chinese school.
But you did want to raise them to be
yes.
Chinese.
Yes. In fact, I wanted to go to Chinese school. They said, nope. When I speak Chinese to them, they think I'm saying bad words to them.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
They didn't even want to. They don't even understand.
No. They don't understand the word of Chinese, which I'm not very proud of. It.
How about Korean? Did you?
Korean, no. We just speak American language in China.
Yeah.
So everybody understands it.
Yeah, in the family, I'm sure. If you married outside of Chinese circle, that the children everyone would have to speak English. Did your mom prepare Chinese? Of course she would. Your father would administer Chinese medicine when you got sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a Western doctor before becoming an adult?
My first American doctor was in junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we never accept them as our own doctor. But when we're sick, my father always take care of us.
I see. And those things worked, the stuff that he gave you?
Well, I'm still living.
I see. What kind of illness did he treat, do you know?
All kinds of illness.
And were his clients mostly
Chinese?
Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Very few Caucasians?
I don't think there's hardly any Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Chinese.
And he...
Which does not pay their bills.
Oh. the Chinese or the...
Chinese.
The Chinese don't pay their bills?
Yeah, they're supposed to pay, clean up their debts, you know, every year.
Every year, yeah.
Which is a lot of malarkey.
So what does your father do about that?
Nothing. When he passed away, we had three spindle of bills. No spindle that high.
Oh, God.
And when you touch the bottom paper over there, it crackles and falls to... That's how
so
old
he owed
it.
Money to other people, too.
Well, he never owed any money at all. He always paid his bill, but other people do not pay their bills.
Oh.
The families, you know. And he hate to ask them for it.
Oh, I see.
Like, a lot of time he treated my next door neighbor, and he can't
the
pay
guy
his
who
bills.
Sells
his
chicken.
He brings a chicken over. That pays for his bills.
Oh, what?
It's only 50 cents, 25 cents.
The chicken or the?
No, the dose of medicine they take.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure one chicken would take care of it, no?
Oh yeah, chicken was only about 50 cents. Huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Did your father join in your?
Tongs
or
no.
Anything like
Mm-mm.
that? No.
But he wasn't a gambling man anyway.
Were there many, many gamblers?
Oh, yes. You know, they say when two Chinese get together, they gamble.
They gamble. Mm-hmm.
You play mahjong?
No.
Mm.
Did your father join anything at all? Any kind of religious, social
no,
organization?
No, no. He have no time for those things. But my mother goes to Presbyterian Church.
Oh, okay. She was a Christian.
Well, when we were sick, she goes to the Buddhist church to pray for us.
Coast.
Yeah, they hit that gong, brong, brong, you know.
I see. But why would she go to the Presbyterian church if
well,
she still
I guess it's just
to
socialize, that's all.
Oh, I see.
To see their friends, you know.
I see. Okay. Did you have to go to church when you were young?
We went to Sunday school.
Uh-huh. Did you subsequently become Christians?
Well, I believe what I see, I believe what I hear. I'm not a Christian,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a Methodist, I'm not a congregational member. If I want to go to church on Sunday, I say, okay, I go to this church, I go in there and I sit down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In recreation, did your family prefer the Chinese activities like Chang Dai Hei and all that stuff?
What's that?
That, you know, the Chinese operas.
Oh yeah, my mother loves Chinese opera,
mm-hmm.
and I used to walk her over there all the time.
Did you like it?
Who?
You?
Oh yeah, I like to see them emoji and everything, but I can't understand them. Make too much noise. At the same time, the Chinese guy eating those seeds, you know.
Oh, guachi, yeah.
All over the floor.
Did those troops come from out of town?
Out of town from China. And they said, oh, this guy's coming to L.A., but we got to see it.
Oh, genius. Where's the theater? Was there a Chinese theater?
That was a Japanese theater that they rented on Jackson Street.
The
Chinese don't have no theater there.
How often did those troops come?
Oh, I would say about twice a year, and they stay for about 3 months.
Oh, 3 months. I see. Okay. And your parents never play mahjong?
No, never.
See.
They're opposed to gambling.
Did they ever go watch basketball game or football game?
Oh, no.
Nothing like that?
They don't want us to even play ball.
Were they able to speak and read Chinese? English.
No, they understand a little English, but they usually speak their own native tongue, Chinese.
What if they had to deal with Americans?
Well,
or
I mean,
they
there's hardly what American? Well, American people don't come into our store.
And they never went out.
What's that?
Your parents never left Chinatown.
Oh, my father used to go down to Japanese town buy our shoes.
How did he deal with the Japanese? Didn't he have to speak English?
Who?
Your father.
No, he get the little string, you know.
Oh, I see.
And he measure it.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes to Japanese town and he says he wants something like that. And when he comes back sometime, it's a little bit too long, a little bit too short, but we have to wear it anyway.
I see. Why didn't he go to the American shoe stores to buy it?
Because there's prejudice then.
They wouldn't serve you if you...
Oh, they'll serve you, but they don't like it.
Did you ever go to, say, an American ice cream shop or toy store?
Ice cream shop? No. The only ice cream that we eat is where the Mexican people have that on Main Street, those wagons.
Mm-hmm.
We buy our
those
ice
little,
cream.
Those little...
Little wagon, yeah. They used to have a line up from Plaza to 6th and Main, all side by side.
And they all sold the same stuff?
All sell the same stuff. Tamales,
so,
tacos, ice
you
cream.
You don't eat them, do you?
Who?
You don't eat tamales and tacos.
Oh, yeah, I love
oh,
tamales.
I
love tacos.
I see. Your parents didn't.
Oh, no, they don't know what it's all about. Sweet bread.
Uh-huh. Didn't, so you never went out into the Caucasian community till you were, 15
till
or
we were able to walk and go to show. Down in 3rd and Main, 6th and Main, 5th and Main,
the
picture
movie
show.
Theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Did those accept Chinese?
And well, we was a kid then, you know. But there's a few theater that will not allow you to go in there.
Really?
Those are the bigger theater, you know.
Have you tried?
My brother has.
Oh.
He said, don't go in there, they won't let you in.
And nobody made any protests about things in that
school? Oh, no. There's no such thing as protest then. They won't let you in, you won't let you in, just forget about it. But not like now, where you can protest and say, I'll sue you, you don't let me in.
Do you think you were raised in the very typical Chinese manner?
Oh, yes, strictly.
Mm-hmm. And were you taught, for instance, things like filial piety and...
What was that?
Filial piety, you know, to respect your elders.
Oh,
and
yes.
So
we first
always
we
obey what they say.
First, we respect our school teacher,
oh,
and then we respect our parents.
Oh, really? I see. How about, did you join any associations?
What kind of associations?
Any family associations or...
No, I don't.
Chinatown organizations.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, no association at all.
I see. You said that the Peter Suhu family, or rather Peter Suhu was, had a good job, right?
Yeah, with the Water and Power. He's
water
the only
power.
One.
I see. Was Water the and Power the only job open to the Chinese?
They weren't even open to Chinese. It just seemed that he got a good connection and he had a good college education and he got in there. But most of the Chinese people in Los Angeles, either you're in by yourself or you're not working for the city,
mm-hmm,
or anything like that.
Yeah. Besides Peter Suhu, were there any other individuals that were considered important?
No.
He was important simply because he got a job at
yeah,
the Water and
he's
Power.
Got a good job. A white we call it the white collar job.
White collar job. And everybody else had to do
Manual
labor.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Any other professionals at that time? When did he start working for Water Power?
I don't know.
I see.
But I know that after, you know, school, the Water Power used to teach us to play instrument, you know. We had a band. In
1939. American band?
Yes, American band.
Oh.
They call us the funeral band. Because
oh,
the only time that we played is when there's a funeral.
You played American instruments during a Chinese funeral?
Mm-hmm.
I see. What were funerals like back in those days?
Well,
was there a Chinese funeral parlor?
No,
the,
it's
the old Chinatown?
American parlor. Pierce Brother and Guterres,
yeah,
and most of the Chinese I can remember to have a funeral, they put a stand outside where you live, and they cry, and then you follow. Even my father.
Did they really cry?
Yeah, and even though they hired some professionals.
Professional choirs.
And they follow, and all this stuff hanging on the nose. And I still remember those things.
Well, your father died. Did you have something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And
isn't
we walked.
Kind of
we walked for about a mile, and then finally we get on an automobile and go to the cemetery.
Oh, I see. Well, where does the band come in?
Well, the band comes in is some. Well, I would say more modern people that I see who wants an American band, so we play da 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 da. See, we'll form a procession and we'll stop at the first and And Alameda Street, where they go to the cemetery, there's only one cemetery there. They call it Evergreen Cemetery, where they bury the Chinese and Japanese and whatever. But later on, the Chinese cemetery came in, and now it's all crowded.
Eastern and First and was the one only for Chinese.
Only for Chinese.
After Evergreen.
Mm-hmm. But now, Chinese can get into any cemetery.
Yes. But back in those days, the Chinese, Japanese, and other minorities had to get their own cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they couldn't, they weren't accepted.
No, they weren't accepted at all.
Places. I see. Did the Chinese, did many Chinese go back to China to die?
Most of them, when they get old, they say, I can't go back to China to die. So they go back.
Oh.
But usually, if they die over here, they bury them over here, and then years later, they dig up the bone and send them to China.